Hello, hello. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. All right. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I am a certified life coach and Christian counselor and the creator and the CEO. I am reading this all wrong. My name is Samantha Grimes. I am a certified life coach, Christian counselor, a creator, and the CEO, there we go, of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. But family, again, we're a wellness company, so we really are expanding. So coaching and counseling is still on the forefront, but family, we have wellness products, we have books, we have our podcast, our YouTube channel. We have so much that we are doing and blooming an SGLS, and I want you guys to be a part of it. So if you are interested in one-on-one, on group services or products or anything, please visit our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. So many of you, I'm going to, you know, rip the band-aid off and talk about the difference. Okay. Many of you noticed that I am not filming right now in my office. I'm filming from my house. We chilling on the couch. Okay. So what happened was, you guys, I actually already filmed this episode and there was some technical difficulties. So we're taking another crack at it. And I personally just choose to believe that maybe there is more that God has to say. And so we're going to get into it. Okay. So before we get into today's episode, I want to go ahead and discuss some housekeeping things with you. Okay. So number one, join our membership community.
You heard me right.
Join our membership community, family. So many of us, we are looking for that community. We are looking for that mentorship. We're looking for that coaching. We're looking for that help. Listen, if you are a fan of this podcast, okay, or you're about to become a fan of this podcast, or you are just a daughter in the kingdom of God and you are ready to grow and develop with a group of like-minded sisters, this is the thing for you, okay? Listen, we have live lessons. We have Bible studies. Okay. We have a live chats around these podcast episodes or the things that you wanted to ask, you wanted to say, you wanted to get into, but you can't because the podcast has ended and you have to go on with your life. Now we can now get into it and discuss it and really grow together in Christ. It's just a beautiful thing. And so if you want to be a part of this, please head to our Instagram at Samantha Grimes TV. And yeah, go to the link tree. The link will be there for the community and it'll take you to PayPal. You'll pay your first monthly subscription cost. And after that, it'll come out automatically and you'll get an email within 24 to 48 hours letting you know how to get inside. And we would love to have you. Okay. Also, I am the author of 2 books. Yes, the first book is called Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. Listen to me. Okay. This book has so many testimonies. This book has helped so many. It's a devotion style. So each chapter is like a day. So a chapter a day. Okay. And at the end of each day, there are discussion questions that are specific and a little triggering and are going to help you really get into the right mindset and ask the right questions to receive the right types of answers and breakthrough and healing that you are in need of. Listen, the Bible says, and the greatest of these is love. Okay, this is one of the most important topics as a believer. And many people love to just toss and say, I know God loves me, but no, we don't. Not really. We don't know what that means. And we don't understand how that is more valuable than us loving him. We don't understand us receiving that helps us to be able to love him. We don't understand how that changes our life, changes our mindset, changes our world, just changes everything. We don't understand that, but you will, or begin to at least. I believe that my book is the open door for God to do a work and to do a move. So I highly recommend this book, as well as my second book, Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. So many of us have struggled with low self-esteem and our significance is just attached to the wrong thing. We don't know where it comes from, how it remains, what it looks like, what it's just off. It's not where it should be. Okay. And so this book is really going to deal with the triggering ideologies, questions, perspectives that we have that are just a little not okay. Mm-hmm. And really help you step back into that day one significance, really coming back into the place that God has always ordained for you to be and has a desire to sustain you in. Okay. So if you want either one of these books, they are available on Amazon.com or Kindle if you want it right now. Okay. As well as family, booking is open. We have a sale going on, 15% off. It is called the Back to School, Back to You sale. Yes, because many of you, the babies are now scooting off back to school, and now your excuse has been eliminated, and now you can start taking care of yourself again. We're about to go into the fall and winter months, and many people deal with seasonal depression. Many people, you know, when the seasons change, some things start to rear their head again that you felt like were gone all summer long, and that's because they've never got a chance to be addressed or dealt with. And some of you just know, you know what, I need to be talking to somebody, and I need to talk to somebody who has the Holy Ghost. I understand. No judgment here, okay? Because guess what? I need to talk to somebody that got the Holy Ghost as well. So I get it. And so family, listen, our coaching and counseling services are available. On the coaching side, we have life coaching. We have traditional life coaching. Okay. We have ministry building sessions. We have career coaching sessions, helping you figure out what you want to do with yourself, what you're called to do, how to get that thing rolling. As well as we have our Christian counseling sessions, our one-on-one and our group. And family, this is your sign. This is a time, if you would like to book with us, visit our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. All right. So we have one more goodie that I want to make sure that I get out to you. It's brand new this year. We have launched our wellness products. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And our first product is out, and it is our wellness product line. It's called Pampered Beauty. And, you know, like it sounds, it's all about being pampered. Have you pampered yourself recently? Listen, about 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a dream and gave me the formulation for a hair and scalp oil. And as you can see, my hair has flourished. As you can see, my husband, our children, it was just a family recipe type of thing. And now the Lord has released it for the world to be able to be a part of and to use. And yes, I want you to get some. I want you to have this experience. Listen, you know, when you go buy products on the shelf, you know, it's a risk. Okay. It might be good. It might not be good. But this is a Holy Spirit given product. You should have such confidence, such security, such safety, such excitement to know, oh, this is going to work wonders for my hair, the health of your hair, the health of your scalp. And a healthy scalp is going to give you hair growth. A healthy scalp is going to help with your strands. Healthy scalp is going to help with so many different things, as well as it's going to seal the ends of your hair, the oldest part of your hair. It's going to really help your hair and your curls just absolutely flourish and be beautiful and all the things. And I want you to be a part of it. So this is so new and so unique to our company that it has its own Instagram page, which is at PamperBeauty24. Or you can go to our good old fashioned at Samantha Grimes TV Instagram, and the link is in the link tree, and we will ship it directly to your house. Okay. The product is only $10, which is amazing compared to the prices of natural hair oils on the market right now. This is a steal. So I want you to be a part of it. Okay. So yeah, those are all of our housekeeping things. So family, we're going to open up with prayer, and we're going to, let the Lord speak. Okay. All right. So Heavenly Father, we love you so much, God. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how lovely, how holy, how faithful that you are. There is nobody greater, nobody higher, nobody wiser. Nobody sweeter, nobody kinder, nobody better to us than our God. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify you. We exalt the name of the Lord, Father, this day. And right now, Father, we invite the Holy Spirit afresh into this podcast episode, God is fully aware that Holy Spirit, you're already here, but we want more of you, and that there's something that we can do of real value, of real impact without you. So Holy Spirit, lead the charge. Help us to go where you want us to go in this episode. Land where you want us to land in this episode. Lord, cause every person listening or watching for their hearts to be conducive to receive what it is that you are saying, and to be supernaturally impacted, supernaturally influenced, Father God, and for their world and their life to forever change, so that you may receive, Father, all the glory, the kingdom of God may be advanced, and we may know how much we are loved. Father, I submit to you my tongue, my notes, even what I think that I know. Father, I completely surrender it to you, and let it be all of you speaking today and not myself. Let them hear from you, O Lord. Let it minister, Father God, from you to your daughters, and even your sons, if they are listening and are watching. And I also pray, even now, Father, for God, just your vantage point, just your perspective, Father, just your heart. Father, you have permission to take me off my notes. You have permission to take me where I did not intend to go. And I thank you for it now, God. I decree and declare it to be so, and I receive what you're going to give us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. So family, I'm going to talk a little freely. I have notes, but we're going to just chat. As you can see, the comfortable situation we have here. So just get comfortable with me. This episode is called A Kingdom Builder. Here's the thing. Often, when we have a conversation, because many of you who have been listening know that our theme for this season is kingdom entrepreneurship, right? And so many of us have not really come to terms with what that really means, whether it's just entrepreneurship or it's kingdom entrepreneurship. If you want more reference with that, go back and listen to episode 1 and episode 2 of season 2. But many of us don't have a grip around what that actually means. Many of us have launch businesses and we're so excited, you know, and we have big goals and big things we want to achieve. And some of us have had ribbon cuttings, and some of us have had some of these great, great moments. And then when that's over, or maybe the fanfare has died down a little, okay, we kind of can get in a stuck place, because I don't think many people talk about the fact that you are building a business. You are building something. And you're not building something in a short period of time. You are building something over a lifetime. Okay? I hear the Lord talking even now. Many of you have not, or even have not, can't get into the grid or the mindset of building, because the enemy has made you believe that because you have not reached this goal by this point, that you're going to be a mom and pop shop for the rest of your life, that your business is never going to get past this point. Your business is never going to get past this place. And the devil is a liar. Here's the thing. When we talk about the concept of building something of value, or just building something, are two different conversations, okay? Women, we can relate to this. There's a difference between going and buying a cute fashion bag from a boutique that might surprise you and have a little durability. And then there's the expectation when you buy a Chanel, when you buy a Birkin, when you buy a Lady Dior, when you buy a Kate Spade, when you buy a Coach, when you buy even an Aldo, child, you know, there is an expectation you have of the craftsmanship, the quality, the sustainability. There are people who literally collect expensive bags with the goal of passing it down to their daughters and their granddaughters, because that financial wealth transfer of passing that down, that generational wealth, of, you know, it's almost a family heirloom, a family Chanel, okay? A family Birkin, you know what I mean? Something that's passed down in the family. And why do we even think that I can do that? Why do we talk about that with high-end brands? We don't say I'm going to pass down my Walmart. We don't say I'm going to pass down my Target, even though y'all know I love Target, okay? We don't say I'm going to pass down my It's Fashion Metro. We don't say that. You know why? Because it's a different expectation. They didn't just build something. They built something for tough. They built something worth of value. They built something that matters. And when you're building something of high value, when you're building something that matters, oh, we have a completely different conversation. We have a completely different timeline. Okay. All right. There's an episode of Bernie Mac. Anybody watch the Bernie Mac show? They got to the point where they realized that Jordan and Brianna can't be in the same room anymore because he's a boy and he's a girl. And she's watching him undress and she's seeing, you know, his little man parts. And he's seeing her little girl parts. And they're just too young for that. And they need their own room. They've gotten to an age where they're too old to sleep together. And so Wanda wants to, I mean, they can afford it. They had a lot of money. But Wanda wants to take out construction on the house and get another room installed, right? Bernie's pissed about it, doesn't want anybody coming and hacking up his house, but he eventually gives in when he realizes that it's a need and it adds value to the house. If they ever want to sell the house, they can sell the house more, you know, for more money. So the construction worker, the construction boss, whatever he was, came into the house, okay? And he talks to them. He says he has a triangle. And he says it's three things that people want. They want it good, they want it fast, and they want it cheap. And he said, but you can't get all three. You can only get two. So if it's good and it's fast, oh, it ain't going to be cheap. And if it's good and if it's fast and it's good, hold on, let me get it right in my head, y'all. Good, fast, and cheap. So if it's good and it's fast, it's not going to be cheap. If it's good and cheap, it's not going to be fast. And just keep going around that triangle, okay? And the reason I'm bringing this to your attention is because the people that work in construction have the understanding and the perspective that, listen, I'm building something that's not just building something. I could put some three or four sticks together that barely, you know, stick together and say I built something. Look, I built a business. Congratulations. But then there are people that build something that's fort tough. They build something that is sustainable. They build something with craftsmanship. And so that's going to take time and intentionality, right? And they have a timeline. Many people that want to get a building built, this building right here, it takes about 3 months to get this building built right here. But oh, this skyscraper, it's going to take about a year. Think about that. Think about that timeline. Now, think about that when it comes to what you're building with God. God is never going to cause you to build something cheap. He's never going to cause you to build something that doesn't mean anything. He is calling you to build something that is sustainable. He is calling you to build something that can last a lifetime. He is calling you to build something that you can pass down to your children. He is calling you to build something that's going to generate generational wealth. And so since he's calling you to do that, sometimes, listen, it may be good, but nobody said it was going to be fast. And child, let's keep it real. It may not be cheap. It may not be cheap. And many of us, that's the frustration. You've forgotten that you're building. And so you're upset that you haven't met this goal as quickly as somebody else has met this goal, or that you have not met this goal at all yet, even though you really wanted to this year and you worked hard and you persevered and you've had major fruit, but it wasn't the amount of fruit that you wanted or the amount of fruit that you said that somehow you subconsciously think that you're supposed to have by now. And God is like, but we're building something, and something on this level, I'm sorry, it's just not, no. I love you too much to let you skip the line and let you bum rush it. I'm sorry. I love you entirely too much. Some of the greatest companies in the world, we don't have a grid for the timeline of their success. We just see the success that they have right now and say, I want that. Man, I want to be the next Target. Do you know how long Target's been in business? Do you know how long Walmart has existed? Do you know how long, you know what I mean? Like they had to be willing to be in it for the long haul. They had to develop a mindset and a pivoting heart posture of a builder. There's so many things that the world does that it was God's first. It was the kingdom's first. The concept of building something quality, excellent, and sustainable was 100% God's. Think about Adam and Eve. Just stay with me. Think about Adam and Eve, okay? Adam and Eve, God created the earth. Listen, the entire globe existed when God created the earth, right? And then he created Eden, this little patch on the globe. And then there was Adam and Eve, two people. And he was excited about the journey of building with them. Their job, especially before sin, okay? Their job was to spread Eden all over the globe. He was excited about having hundreds and thousands of children, but he just made two. Two. And then, realistically, a woman can only have a baby one at a time. Now, there's extreme cases where you have, you know, triplets and quadruplets, but that's not the norm. The average woman can only have a baby one at a time. And if you have the baby a certain way, you got to wait a certain amount of time before you're allowed to even get pregnant. Again, God made it to where you have to be pregnant 10 months, because anybody's had a kid, it's not nine, it's 10. Okay. Had to be pregnant 10 months just to give birth to one kid. God is not afraid of a long period. And some of you, I know that's hard to hear. But God's not afraid of a long period because he's thinking about the long-term game. He's thinking about the long-term goal. He's thinking about what is long-term sustainable. That is what he is considering. He's building something with you. Think about when a man marries a woman and these two people come together to build a life. They're not building a couple weeks. They're not building a couple months. They're not even building a couple years. They're building a lifetime together. And that includes multiple houses. That includes children, children going from infant to toddler, toddler to preschooler, preschooler to kid, kid to teenager, teenager to adult, to young adult to real adult. Okay. That entire journey. And then their kids are going to get married and have kids. And they're going to be a part of that journey too. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're building a life together. There's a life of when we work jobs and a life after when we're not working jobs. What is our life going to look together, honey? What are we going to do? I'm building something of value and sustainable to you. When a husband or a wife dies and it's because it's their time and they're in their, you know, the latter part of their life and their whatever, they're looking over the life that we built together, not the situation we hot glued together and say we built something, but the life that we built together. And many of you, that's why you had to jump out of your business every time you go through a rough patch. For many of us, that is why you are ready to call it quits the first time that you see that somebody trying to do the same thing that you do. This is why many of us, you know what I mean? We have a hard time sticking with that one business because we don't have the heart and the mind of building. We're not committed. We're not committed to that thing. Hear me. Like, the most beautiful thing in the world is a commitment over a situationship. Hear me, a situationship, right? Everybody's been in one, right? It's just a text message relationship or y'all see each other. Maybe he's a sneaky link, which I hate that that's a term now, you know, or whatever the case may be, because you can't, there's nothing long-term or sustainable about any of those relationships. At any moment, it can go away. At any moment, it can flee. And you can't build anything. You can't really, I can't even really let loose or let go and really get to know you, really get to know. It's not real. It's not sustainable. But a commitment, oh, that's beautiful. Because commitment is designed to endure. It's designed to endure the honeymoon stage, and it's also designed to endure the hard seasons. It's designed to endure when I feel like I know you and when I have to get to know you all over again. It's designed to endure when you look the way I always remember you, or when you started to look different because you've had children, or you've aged, or you or just life has changed and changed things. It's a commitment. It's beautiful. For many of us, the Lord is calling you to commit to your business. Some of you have not seen the fruit or the success that you have been looking for because you're not committed. And because you're not committed, not truly, you're looking at somebody else's business. You're thinking about, let me go jump in and change careers. Not because you can't change your mind and change careers. That's not the conversation. Is God leading you to that? Or are you just anxious? Or are you just impatient? Are you anxious or are you impatient? Because listen, there are going to be moments where it's hard to stay in the business. There are going to be moments where you're wondering, God, do you still want me doing this? Like, that's not crazy. That's not insane. So many people have been there and have been there more than once. Okay. I talked about it on the previous episode, but you want to be somebody where God finds you faithful. Like, baby, I'm still in this with you. So that's the word of the Lord. Maybe I'm still in this with you. Some of you, it's time to marry the vision that God has for you. It's time to marry the vision that God has for your company. Whatever that may be. Like, God, I'm so tired of being in this same one room. I'm ready to be in a bigger spot. Man, but will you be found faithful? I'm so tired of feeling like a mom and pop shop. When you show me a multiple franchise business, will you be found faithful? Are you still committed to the building? When it seems like nobody's impressed anymore and there's no more ribbon cuttings and people have maybe even forgotten that you do whatever it is that you do, are you still committed to the building? That changes everything. So I want to tell you guys a story. Okay. If you're listening, I was drinking some water, but yes. You guys, I don't know what year in my business, but it was a while ago. It was when the Lord first told me, Samantha, I want you to start a YouTube channel. A lot of entrepreneurs I was following at that time, that was a layer of their business was a YouTube channel. It's very helpful. I just had no interest. I was one of the people, I enjoy watching other people's videos. I wasn't trying to create my own at the time. I didn't know God was calling me into the grace or the seat of a creator. I was just like, child, I would rather just watch other people's videos, you know? But the Lord, he called me to do that. He made it painfully clear. And I don't even want to get into that, but he made it painfully clear that that was something that he wanted me to do. And so I remember I started, I already had a channel, but I felt the Lord calling me just to create an entire new one, start from scratch. Okay. And so I did, and, we built it up. You know, I was putting videos out consistently. I remember I even did an introduction video that the channel was coming for accountability so that I would follow through because I've told my customer base that I'm going to come out with this channel. And this is going to be another resource within this company for your wellness. Okay. As many, many people's counselor and coach. Okay. So I remember on premiere days, that's the day that the video comes out. I would sometimes my husband watch with me, sometimes by myself, but I would bask in the fruit of being obedient, right? Once you've worked on something, edited something, put something together, you want to sit back and see the beauty of what it is God used you to create. So I remember on the day that the video would come out, I would watch it on my TV as opposed to my laptop. And I remember I saw the subscription of how many subscribers I had, right? And I think that day we had reached our first 100, and it was a while before we reached 100 subscribers. Like, it was not fast. It wasn't. I know people have these videos out like how to get 1 million subscribers in 30 days. Like, yeah, none of that worked for me. I had to do it God's way. And so I remember the video's over and I'm looking at the subscribers and I began to just feel this emotional feeling. And I think it was the joy of knowing I really sat with God And we built 100 subscribers together, he and I. And I just felt so grateful. It just fell out of nowhere. I felt so grateful. And I remember I pointed my hand to the TV. And I just began to pray the prayer of Thanksgiving. God, I thank you for my subscribers. I thank you for each person that you have led to subscribe to this channel. I thank you for every comment. I thank you for every video. I thank you, Father God, for the courage to do this. I thank you for the gift of editing, the gift of creating. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with me. And I began to just decree and declare what I wanted for my channel. But yeah, let me keep it real. I was thankful for that. I was thankful for just that. So many people who have a trillion subscribers might laugh and say, 100 subscribers, girl, you ain't scratched the surface. But y'all, I was so grateful. I was so thankful. God didn't have to do that, but he did. And it's not that I don't think he can do bigger or better or more. That's not the conversation. The conversation is I am thankful for what it is that you are doing right now. And I remember I was praying and I started to cry. I just started to, you know, just really feel the presence of God in that moment. And then I let it go and I moved on with my day. And a couple days later, I had an encounter. I have a whole video about this, but I went to hell. Family, I still don't have a full theology on this, okay? Because I always have the impression that hell didn't exist yet. But family, I don't know. All I know is that it wasn't a dream. It wasn't a daydream. It wasn't a vision. Oh, I went. I had an encounter. I had an experience. I saw some things. God was showing me some assignments and XYZ. And I came back from the encounter and I was in my bed and I was at the bottom of my bed. Don't know why I'm at the bottom of my bed. I'm like, this way y'all drop me off. You know, the questions you ask. And so I remember I woke my husband up in the middle of the night and was like, can you pray for me? Because you're not all right. You're not okay after things like that. You're not you. And so my husband don't even know what's happening. He prayed. I thank God for my man. Okay. He reached that hand out and he prayed that sleepy prayer. And I was just like, but I feel better and I'm going to go back to sleep. And the next day I told them what happened and I reached out for counsel from my spiritual parents. And my spiritual mother, I didn't know this, she had been to hell several times. I'm like, and you never thought to bring this up to me. That's another conversation. I might even go get into that. But they gave me counsel, they gave me wisdom, told me what to do, how to pray. And I prayed and I remember the Lord told me to release my encounter. I needed to share it. I was like, okay, so I'm prepared to write a lengthy 5-page Facebook post. Okay. Because usually that's the place where everybody's at, you know? And the Lord was like, no, I want you to record a video and I want you to put it on your YouTube channel. And I had a hard time with that because I was like, God, my company is about wellness. My channel is dedicated to wellness. This has nothing to do with any of that. Lord, this doesn't match. Okay. The Lord said, I want you to release it on your YouTube channel. Like, as you know, sometimes God entertains me, but sometimes he's just like, okay, so this is what I said. And this is what I need you to do. So I did it. I remember. And to this day, actually, I can go to my channel right now. I can tell you right now. Yes, my hell testimony has 30,000 views. According to YouTube, this was 3 years ago, right? That one video went viral. And I left 100 subscribers way behind. I went from 100 subscribers to maybe a little over 600 or 700 subscribers in a matter of like a few weeks. Like every day I had new subscribers. Like it was my channel was booming. But on top of that, yes, I had a lot of haterade in the comments because there were demons that were real mad about some things I was exposing. But separate from that, I can't tell, and a good number of them I deleted because, child, I'm one of them people, I'll block you and delete you. I don't care. I don't really have that whole thing, you know. But there were a lot of people who had a conviction and said, I know by the Spirit you're right. I believe you. And I'm going to repent. And I'm going to give my life to Christ. People leaving homosexuality in the comments. People leaving sinful lifestyles in the comments. People hungering after God in the comments. And I'm looking like, what was this? I didn't even think people were going to watch this like this. Like, I was just being obedient. But what did I do that was different? You guys, I was thankful for where I was right now. And for so many of you, I really sense this by the Spirit. The enemy is trying to get you so frustrated and annoyed with where you are in your business and why it's been 3 or 4 years and you feel like you're still in the same plateau. And I'm not saying there isn't spiritual warfare. I'm not saying the devil ain't deviling. But what I am saying is the enemy wants you to walk away before you can receive the promise. And he wants you to stop building. Stop it. Just stop. Go find another career. That's glamorous. That's cute. But what did God call you to? When I was in college, I remember my junior or senior year, because that's when you start getting into your major, right? And I remember the head of the department. He was the head of the department, but he was also a teacher, a professor. And I had his intro class as a junior. And I remember he came in, and one of the first thing he said, listen, if you came here to this university, if you came to this department because you wanted to get rich quick and you thought that college is going to help you get a job where you loaded, drop out now. I will help you. And if you came here to get rich, leave. He said, matter of fact, just go sell drugs. Now, my teacher is really saying this. He said, just go sell drugs. I mean, listen to me. You can make a drop tonight and make more money than I make all year. But if you came here to build a career, then you can stay. This wasn't about money. So many people from my department, baby, they making bank. This is not about money. What this was about was a mindset that had to shift. He's the first person bringing the perspective of a career is something that you build over a lifetime. And many of you, you are in the trenches of building your career. And because you have a get rich quick scheme in your mind, not even because that's who you are, but that's what the world keeps shining at your face. And that's how they deem success. Well, then there you go. It's never going to be enough. You have to build on thankfulness. You have to build on, like, that's a stepping stone in your business. God, I'm thankful. God, I'm still in a phase. It's been 3 years and I'm still in a phase where I'm only getting 3 or 4 contracts. God, I thank you. While I at the same time believe and am pursuing a greater place in my business. Listen, I'm saying if God wanted to skyrocket you, he would. So if he hasn't, then there's a greater plan. See, if everything about with God, it is for you, not against you. Because you have a God that wants to give you a hope and a future. So because you have a God that wants to give you a hope and a future, what are we talking about? God, if I'm still here and there's something I need to learn or grow in or this warfare, show me. But I am committed to the building. I choose to still be excited about this when the fanfare is over. God, I thank you. I thank you. Okay. The next thing that you have to build your business on is, and I've already talked about it, but it's faithfulness. You have to be faithful to the vision. You have to be faithful to the vision. Listen. God has shown y'all some things. And this really is getting into the third point, because the next thing I wanted you to build your business on is the promises of God. And sometimes those two work hand in hand, being faithful and God's promise. Some of y'all, God has shown you in visions and in dreams. He's talked to you. There's things you can't shake out of your spirit. And God has said, you will be here. This is what you will do. This is the purpose and the plan that I have for your company. And you have to decide to marry that vision, because guess what? Other people around you are not married to it. They're anxious. They're uncomfortable. They're like, you still doing that little thing you doing? You still doing that little cooking thing? You still doing hair? You still painting toes? Don't have a company that doesn't exist yet. I talked about it in my last podcast episode, the creative Walmart. Don't have an idea that doesn't exist. So now there's no model for it. Oh, don't have the nerve to be a pioneer. No, family, with all the love in my heart, you have to be committed and married to that thing. You are building something. The Bible talks about Nehemiah rebuilding the wall. He had to ignore everything that was being spoken out against him. Why? Because the enemy wanted him to stop building. They even laughed that because they didn't even have a lot of materials. They were taking the raw things off of the ground that from being burnt down and submerging things together and creating new bricks. And like they were laughing at that. Like, that ain't gonna do nothing. Maybe God already showed me this is going to work. God always told me if I just stay faithful with this thing, it's going to build. God is calling you to be a kingdom builder. Do not get off of the wall. Listen to me. There are people who their healing, their breakthrough is attached to your obedience. Some things are attached to the fact that you still showed up for work today. You're still taking clients. You're still trying. You're still growing. You're still moving. You're still God is calling you to be a kingdom builder. And you're not building alone. He is with you. Like every moment of success I've had, the small moments and the big ones, all I can think about is, man, you and me, we did this together. You and me. Because I know I didn't do it by myself. And God, if you can do this in 5 years, what are you going to do in the next 10? You know, people that give prophetic words like, God is doing us suddenly in your life. Oh, God's doing us suddenly. You know why it's suddenly? Because the person was so focused on where they were. And focused on where they were going, that they didn't even realize that God was already in the process of bringing them to a greater place. Hear me. You don't have to manipulate. You don't have to scheme. You don't have to lie. You don't have to do any of those things. You can remain in the safety of trusting in the Lord. And let the Lord help you build. And one day we're going to look up. And oh my goodness, you are where you thought you would never be. I just want you to think about that. All right, family, that's all that I have for you today. I love you guys so much. Talk soon.